podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to
tell? Come after the ball. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, providing you with the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RootaRooRadio.com in San Diego, California, and XRPRadio.co.uk in Birmingham, United Kingdom, and then right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania, on buildthescene.com/radio. This is episode number 599, and with me tonight is Chris from Leprosy. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? How are you been?
I'm doing well. We're talking off the air. It's been about 3 years since we talked last.
It has been a little while since then.
And I actually have you scheduled on my other podcast with Corpse God, the and Mark, three questions and a song.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to that.
But let me change things up here a little bit. I'm still getting used to it. I have new overlays and new things going on in the video.
Oh, that's cool. No worries.
But so Leprosy has been around for about 33 years.
Yeah, it was November 1988 is when we formed. We got our name off the sophomore album of the band Death, Leprosy. So we just went by. It was like 2 weeks after the album came out. We went with that because it was such a life changer for me. I just wanted to pay homage to it and run with it.
Have you always been a Pittsburgh band?
Yes. Born and raised. We've always been in Pittsburgh. We've played different places, but this has always been our hometown.
What's something about the Pittsburgh scene that you absolutely love and something you absolutely hate and you would like to change?
That's a very, very good question. It's kind of a double-edged sword. I like the unity of all the bands. I like how, most people try to help each other as far as, getting the name out and getting shows together and promoting each other. But on the other side, there's cliques that really don't follow that too often, which I don't understand why, but that would be one thing that I really don't think too much. The other thing I really don't like too much, but it's kind of one of those things that maybe pay to play sometimes is, it's a little tough sometimes to, do that. I mean, I have good relationships with the people that we do work with. But that's one thing I would say would be, if something could change with that, that would be awesome.
You mentioned off the air that there are about 17 guitars in the room with you.
Yeah.
Which ones actually go up on stage with you now?
Well, since Leprosy is more active than Corpse God, this would be the my Solar V. This is the one that goes up. I can get in the camera there. There we go. This is the one that goes on stage with me all the time. Currently, I'm endorsed by them. So they're good guitars and pretty decent company. They're good company, good people.
That's not the only endorsement you guys have, right?
No, we have Richter Straps are out of Germany. I have an endorsement through Angle. They're out of Germany. Different clothing lines that were endorsed by Cape Rattlesnake Cables. There's a lot. There's a lot that we're endorsed by. A lot of people have faith in us, and they want us to push our product, and we're happy to do so.
I used to ask this question, and I've altered it because I realized I was really putting bands on the spot. I used to ask what their favorite venue was, which could kind of burn some bridges. So I alter it a little and say, what is your favorite venue to eat at?
To eat at? Let's say the Craft House is good for food and everything. But for the overall experience, food, drink, shows, I probably would go to Subalpine in Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania. They've been they open up the doors for a lot of bands who may not have an opportunity to play elsewhere, pretty much giving them their start and everything.
I have not made it there yet, but I have met Josh a handful of times.
Josh is very cool.
He's in First Angel Media with me. So,
cool.
He actually saved me the other day. I was telling you I had COVID. I was supposed to do a photo shoot, and I couldn't. So Jonna was going to do it, and she got stuck in traffic. And Josh flew across the city and started the photo shoot so that we had somebody there, which was awesome.
That is very cool. Very cool. Yeah, he's definitely got the equipment. He's got the goal to do it. He wants to be the best he possibly can be with that.
But I'm going to go back to the guitars. What? There's clearly different models hanging up behind you.
Oh yeah, yeah. BC Rich, Schecter, Kramer. Let me take a look here. Dial, let's see. Ibanez, Jackson. Yeah, that's pretty much the main ones that I have. Yeah, a good bit. They have their draw to it. Like either it's a shape or it's a pickup or headstock. You know, there's just different things that I like about them.
What equipment do you use on stage? You seem like you might be gearhead.
well, right now, actually, I've been keeping it simple. I've been using for a guitar to be a Solar guitar, be Marshall half stack, metal zone pedal with a noise suppressor. That's pretty much how to keep it simple. I used to use a Line 6, but it started getting a little bit crazy because once one thing goes down, the whole thing goes down. So it's better just to keep the stomp boxes, keep it simple. And if I need to just plug straight into the amplifier, I can. But I just like to keep it simple. But I keep getting more and more pedals as time goes on. So I might as well just go back to Line 6, you know what I mean? But yeah, Boss, they're making some good stuff. So I mean, so far sticking with those guys.
What song that you did not have a part in writing do you wish you would have had a part in writing? So, any song in the history of the world you
can. That's a good question. Any song that I would say, "The Philosopher" by the band Death. That's what if I could ever have a chance to play with Chuck Schuldiner, God rest his soul. That would be one thing I wish I had a hand in. That song's just so powerful. It's it really grabs you and just. Which you like headbang and off against the wall and everything. It's just great. It's probably heavy wise. Definitely one of my favorite death tunes.
You probably just answered my official podcast question. So I'm going to ask it. A few years ago, I decided I was going to try and, get Dave Grohl to come on the show. So I started tagging him and I started asking a question. And it hasn't worked out. They have also, I emailed his management company, and they just ignored it. But someday he's coming on. He just doesn't know it yet. Question is, who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, what band would you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their songs?
It would be two bands I can think of at the top of my head. Cannibal Corpse would be one. And Deicide would be another. They're both old school death metal bands, still going strong. Still at the top of their game, even after all these years. So those would be the two that I would like to go out and jam out with.
When did you decide that you wanted to be in a band? And why did it turn? Why was death metal the genre you ended up in?
Well, what wanted me to be in a band is... My one friend, Brian Blake, he lived across the street from me. He played guitar in a band, Genghis Khan. So we used to go over there and listen to him play. I was like, you know what? I want to do this. And I was like 14, 15 years old. So I actually bought my first guitar off of him. But to go into death metal, I keep going back to this, but it would be the band Death. I started off listening to Venom. They got me into heavier stuff and then went to like Exodus, Testament, things of that nature. When I heard the band Death, when they first came out with Scream Bloody Gore, that's what really blew my mind. And that's what I knew for sure. That's what I wanted to do. And that's what I've been geared towards ever since.
You're walking down the street. You come upon a DeLorean sitting there with his door open, nobody around, and a flux capacitor in it. Are you getting in? And if you do, where are you going in time? And what band are you going to check out?
So I'm going to go back to, well, if I had to pick something slightly more current, probably back to 1988 or 1987, 1988 to, Go See Death, Obituary, and things like that. If I had to go back further, I wouldn't mind seeing Elvis. I mean, just because it's like he has such a draw. It's almost magical when he was on stage. How everybody swooned over him, and they thought he was like the best thing in the world. I would just like to go there and check that out. And then after that, I'd have to go check out Hendrix, and just watch him. You know, I mean, just everything he played, he felt, and you felt it too. And that would be something that I would love to see, like a Woodstock or something like that, like the original one. That's what I would really love to see that.
Every once in a while, I will get on a kick where I go on streaming sites and I start watching documentaries about bands. In the last 2 days, I've watched two about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
What has been your favorite musical documentary that you've watched?
That's a real good question. Probably Murder in the Front Row. It would be the one that's hit on my head right now when I talk about the thrashing with Testament, Exodus, Metallica, when everybody first started coming out and exploding on the scene. That's the one I enjoyed the most. And documenting on The Doors too. I watched a while back. I really liked. It was pretty cool. I mean, just to watch how he went from being so shy, facing his back against the crowd, then just opening up one time, opening up some after that, and just kept going and became a leader of what he did of rock and roll.
Okay. We do have a question coming at you from Joe. He wants to know, what are your favorite Morbid Angel albums?
All right. Well, let me look in there. If I could spell right here. My use of typing on a laptop usually have a stop. I apologize. I spelled Covenant wrong, but that'll be those would be the two. The two would be Blessed Are Sick and Covenant. Those would definitely be my two. Altars of Madness, that's what got me into Morbid Angel. But yeah, those would be my, I would say Altars of Madness and Blessed Are Sick, that would be the ones I like.
If you could build a all-star band from the Pittsburgh scene to manage, so you can't be in the band, you're just going to manage it.
Okay.
Who would you put in the band?
Oh, geez. I can't manage it. Let's see. See, I'm bad with last names, and everybody knows that. Probably on guitar, I'd probably put Jake from Postmortal. On bass, let me see here. Probably Gizzy, I'd put him on bass. And let's see, for drums, I'd probably put our drummer Seth on there. And let's see, for vocals, that is a tough question. Probably Paul Miklos from Shattered Soul, I put him on vocals.
Metallica has played in Antarctica.
I've seen, they're only Kiss, ones.
Kiss has played in the ocean to sharks. If you could play anywhere on the earth, where would you play?
Oh, on the earth. See, already in the ocean, Antarctica. Whatever the tallest mountain is in the world, that's what I would want to play, because we'd be on just literally on top of the world. So that'd be kind of cool. Well, cold.
But yes.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And then if it's possible to have the amps up there with a power supply, I could just imagine the power, the volume that would just spread across the land. That would be pretty cool there.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to give you your MTV moment, and I'm going to have you tell us about the song that we're going to feature tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, the song we're going to be doing is Conceived of Flesh, Forged in Gore. There's a lot of lyrics, so I did take a quick note of everything, because I usually just write them and then pass them on to our vocalist to take care of the good stuff. Basically, Conceit of Flesh, it's about a highly dysfunctional, abusive family situation where a young boy witnesses violence against his mother and he's nurtured by his father. to hate his mother and everything that she stands for. His mother tries to change his views, but to no avail. So she says, hey, I'm out of here. And she says she gets the courage and wants to make a break for it. So he does that. The father catches wind of it and says to the son, now he's of age and strength. He's like, well, what I want you to do, your mother's trying to leave us. We can't have that. So I want you to go get her or take care of her. So he chased her down. He found her in a barn in a corner, quivering, scared, and asking for her son to let him go because she just can't take it anymore. The abuse is just too much. And she's tried and stayed as long as she possibly could. But the son, following her father's order, because he looked up to him, and he's been poisoned basically since a young age, and he's never known anything better. So what he ends up doing, he ends up following his mother's order, and then his father, seeing this, was very proud of him because it was just a very sick family. And unbeknownst to him, his father was actually a cannibal. So he wanted to bring his son into the family. Finally, he figured now it's time since he made his move. So what he ended up doing is bringing the mother back to the house, and end up dismembering her, cooking her, eating what they could because they're kind of hungry after all that. And then they saved the rest for later. And that's pretty much the story for this portion of Conceit of Flesh for Zungor. Family favorite.
Have you thought about writing horror movies?
Actually, I have. Yeah, my fiance told me though I should start writing stuff like that. Now I'm all about that. That'd be pretty cool. I would really like to do that. Actually, I'd be more at my alley for sure.
That's I kind of chuckled there. I didn't mean to, but that's what popped into my head. I was like, he should be writing his script.
Yeah, we have a lot of lyrics are based. We have a storyline when we write lyrics, so we're kind of like this is Conceit of Flesh and Porzgor. I want to say it's three of four. We have four songs that tie all together, like lyrically. So it's kind of we got a theme going with that. And end up with this gentleman here. He ended up actually becoming a serial killer, which is put into our Conceit of Flesh Porzgor release from back in 2017. It's Charles Andrew Ramey, the Gemini Killer. So if you happen to read about him, that's where he came from.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment, we're going to listen to the song, and we'll come back with Chris. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was Conceived of Flesh, Forged in Gore by Leprosy. With me tonight is Chris from the band Leprosy. We have discussed the 2017 song. We've discussed some of my odd Pennsylvania rock show questions, I like to call them. You guys have been working on some new stuff.
We have. We just finished recording with Shane Cerugo Audio Studios. We almost got the final master and all that done. We just got to wait a little bit more time because, you know, things that are worth waiting for, you wait for. This one's going to be entitled Impulse to Kill. This is a continuation of Conceit of Flesh, Forging Gore. It's going to have 8 songs in Macabre that are going to be tying back to Conceit of Flesh, Forging Gore. It continues on the story of Charles. Hopefully, we should have it released. Our goal is, I'll say, late March, early April. It might come before that. Might come after that. You know how it is with recording and getting the releases out. But yeah, that's our goal, to get that out and to spread the sickness across the land.
I'm gonna out you a little bit here. So okay. I told Jonna that you were coming on from First Angel Media, and this is what she said. She said, "Chris is a really nice guy, and he has the cutest little girl."
Oh, Ava, yeah, she's just my little pumpkin. She's a spitfire, keeps me on my toes. She's 4 years old. I'm 50, so it definitely definitely wakes me up every morning with a big smile, or sometimes not a big smile, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
My daughters are 11, so it's been a little while since they were 4, but I remember that.
Yeah, they definitely keep you busy, and she likes beating me up for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm the only one she does it to, rough houses with, and that's cool, though. No worries.
This may be a great question for your band. Okay. All right, so an apocalyptic event happens.
Okay.
And only a handful of humans live. And one song from every band survives. Which one of Leprosy's songs is going to survive and help repopulate the earth?
Oh, damn. Well, some of the song titles I can't say on the air, but if I had to pick one that kind of fits what we're talking about, probably to repopulate would be Conceit of Flesh, Forging Gore. I would go to that. I think that would be a good one. The rest of the names I can't really say on
here. I know.
But then there's Something Till She Came Apart. We could do that too. That's another one that's Fornicate Until She Comes Apart, that type thing. Kind of goes with populating, you know.
If we played a Leprosy song backwards, what would happen? What would we hear?
Oh, the whole world would just unravel. Or you'd probably hear something biblical. It would be, praising Jesus or something like that. No, it would probably be something apocalyptic that would happen if you do it backwards. I would say probably conjure some demon from a Necronomicon or something like that. You know what I mean? Which would be kind of cool.
Tell me about a embarrassing moment that happened while you were on stage, but it can't be something you did. It has to be something that someone else in one of your bands did.
Oh, well, I had a perfect one for myself.
I mean, you can tell that one too, but.
well, for myself, at our 30th anniversary show, we used gallons and gallons of blood for that particular show. And I was all over the stage, so I'm playing. Next thing you know, I slipped right onto my back. I still had to keep playing during the whole set on my back. So it was kind of embarrassing. Surprised I didn't break my hip on that one. As far as someone else, everybody in the band's been pretty good. Not that it was embarrassing, but more of a shocking thing. Back in 94, our vocalist Mike Bear, what he ended up doing is during our last, we played with Cannibal Corpse at that time. And what he ended up doing, he was sick for 2 weeks, so he spit into a Pepsi bottle with phlegm and everything for like 2 weeks. Just like loogies everything into a bottle. So he got it filled up, so he saved it. He didn't even refrigerate, he just saved it and set it down. So we're on stage, And he ended up saying, he looks at the crowd and says, I'm going to drink this. And he tells exactly what it is.
Oh.
He drinks the whole thing, follows it up with a shot of Ipecac, vomits all over the stage. I mean, all over the stage. And this is when we were going through, used to run City Limits, Mike. The one who promoted all the shows back then, he was pretty pissed. You're cleaning that up. You're cleaning it up right now. And Mike's like doing like this to him. And and we still kept doing shows there because we always brought the crowd though. But yeah, he threw up all over the place and the crowd loved it. Yeah, they were all over it. Not literally, but you know.
Yeah.
But it was definitely all over the place for sure. I would say another show was kind of weird, which was more of a venue issue. Was the lights, the weather took out all the lights, so we had to play by candlelight and a generator, which was kind of different. That was a Virginia show, the West Virginia show. That was kind of different. Yeah, I'd say the vomiting thing probably would be the coolest thing.
If you had to do all over again, would you do anything differently?
From a personal standpoint, I would have drank less, that's for sure. Because whenever we were playing all these shows, I was just turned 21, and you know it was party, party, party. We were put up in hotels, motels, people buying stuff all the time. You know, I mean, it's just a straight party all the time. There are some shows I don't even remember playing. But if I had to change something, it probably would be my partying, and I probably would have taken a more business view into it. Because we're at the perfect time, perfect place. And yeah, I probably would, less partying, more business. And that's what I would probably do differently.
We're going to do Forrest Gump for a moment here.
Okay.
So you're sitting on a bench, and along comes your musical idol, okay. Sits down next to you. And instead of telling the story about your life and how it's like a box of chocolates, you get to ask them one question. And only one question to get the conversation started. Who is going to be sitting next to you, and what are you going to ask them?
Wow, that was good. Probably my first go-to would be Chuck Schuldiner of Death, but I probably would be Randy Rhoads. I'd probably ask him, what got you started playing guitar? I mean, I read a lot of stuff, but I would just like to hear from his standpoint as opposed to reading a story about it. You know what I mean? But I would say that.
There is a fire alarm going off here.
Yeah.
You can hear it.
Oh, I can hear it. No, I can definitely. I was going to ask you if you're all right.
Yeah, we're good. We have actually had a fire in this room.
Oh, really?
This room in my daughter's room a couple years ago. That's a story for off the air, though.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, so you're standing at the crossroads, like Robert Johnson in the lore of the blues genre.
Okay.
And you're waiting for the devil to show up.
Ooh.
What are you going to sell your soul to the devil for?
I don't know, because I value my soul pretty much a lot. So, non-music related, I know this may sound cheesy, but a cure for cancer, that's what I would ask for. So yeah, that's kind of it. If I'm going to give up my immortality, I'd rather have it for the good of the world, something like that.
I like that answer. I'm going to go with one more.
Okay.
One more of my type of questions, and then I have two more questions. It'll probably be the easiest ones of the night for you.
Okay.
So you mentioned playing with Cannibal Corpse. The most famous musician I have ever had a conversation with was Gene Simmons.
That's very cool. All right.
Who is the most famous musician you've ever spoken with?
Most famous. I've talked to a lot of people.
I mean, you can name drop all you want, actually.
I would say James Murphy would be one from, he's playing Obituary, Death, Disincarnate, Testament. Spoke to Tim Ripper Owens briefly, even though his ego is pretty large, so that didn't last too long.
He and I have a mutual friend. I've never spoken to him, though.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let's see. Those would be the top, I'd imagine. Chuck Billy from Testament, briefly. I really haven't had two full-on conversations with a lot, just more of, hey, great show, or, like, for example, with James Murphy, you know, we would talk a little bit about, you know, the past, and Terry Butler, bass player, he's playing Death, and he's Massacre and Obituary and all that. Those are probably the Florida Death Metal crew, like, all those bands are very cool, like Glenn Benton as well from Deicide, he's very cool. Chris Canola is cool. I would say the most famous, Marty Friedman, I would say maybe that was briefly. That was very briefly, but yeah, I'll say I would go with that.
Where can the listeners find your band online?
If you go to, leprosyofficial.com, that would take you to our website. If you go, and you go under Facebook, it's Leprosy Official. If you go to our website, it's leprosy.cc. Bandcamp is Leprosy Official. Let me see here. As well as Spotify. It's all Leprosy Official. If you look it up, you'll find us anywhere.
And I don't know what's going on outside, but now there are sirens going off.
Yeah, I can hear that, yeah.
So... last question. Okay. What's coming up next for Leprosy?
Well, we're going to do our CD release. Hopefully, we're going to get some touring done, get a lot of merch out, and just shows. And in the meantime, if we're not planning a show, we're going to promote other people's shows. And that's the goal. And we're probably, I think there might be a video in the works coming up. So hopefully when a single is ready, we'll be able to drop a video down and everybody can enjoy that. And also in the meantime, we also have a club that we're putting together, me and some friends called Metal Legion, which pretty much what we do is we promote local music, whether it's through shows or local radio stations or online, any online personalities, anything like that. So we'll be doing that. So we'll get the word out about that and hopefully we'll be able to build our Legion per se, and help everybody out with the game.
Cool. I want to thank you for hanging out with me tonight.
All right, thank you. It was great. Thank you.
Real quick, I just popped up on the screen.
I got Todd. Check out.
Yeah, Todd from the Cheats. Mm-hmm. I took that photo.
That looks great.
Actually, I took all the photos that have been popping up on the screen. But the Pennsylvania Rock Show is released every Friday, and then if you look in the other corner, the three questions in the song, which I mentioned earlier, it is released on the 1st and 15th of every month. So this Friday, you will be listening to Chris and I chat. And then on Saturday, there's a three questions in the song episode that's available. So you could tune into both. What's going to happen next is you're going to hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Shortly, you will hear from John the American Hilljack Lane. When you hear from him, he's going to tell you how to subscribe, listen, and leave comments. When that happens, you'll know the show is over. If you're listening on one of the radio stations, that doesn't mean it's time to disconnect. You should hang out and listen to some more music that you may not have a chance to hear on mainstream. Show some support to those unsigned and independent bands and the radio stations that are showing support back by playing the show. My name is Bill. This has been episode number 599, and we will catch you next week.
All right. Thanks again, Bill.
Thank you.
before the sky hit the ground, we're all gonna die.
Knowing the pain I wear. Winds of change are blowing and time stands still.
The truth, cause whatever you're spitting, I'll send it right back to you. You pretend to understand, but what you stand for is a lie. Just run and tear the smart up, hearts to suffer and die. The world is full of hypocrites and people lie. They just wanna borderline the innocence and victimize. Buckle up, it's gonna be a wild ride. I got an intention to leave you all scared and traumatized. You're not ready for what I'm sending above, but say enough is enough, but clearly we're out of touch. Not enough to pay bills, just enough to pay rent. If you wanna go and get it, they're always watching disguise. They just wanna watch you work until the day that you die. Fuck that, I'm not a cog in the system. You wanna kill me, but killing me is a mission. Rise up if you wanna stay alive. Get bored, go to school, go to work, then you die.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.